Today we begin the very last chapter of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 13. The main message of Hebrews, as we've been learning, is holding fast to Christ because he is best. But in closing, our unknown author turns to some final encouragements and commands. In the previous chapter, he said, "Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." So now we begin with verse 1 of chapter 13. He says, "Let love of the brethren continue." So continue on holding fast and dependent upon Christ and a love for Christ, which will motivate a love for Christ's people. Don't do anything that would prevent it from continuing. Care for other people's needs. Put their needs before your own. Love the brethren. Verse 2, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers." There were not hotels back then like we have now. It was common practice for people to open up their homes for those traveling through. Lydia, after her conversion, opened her home to Paul and his companions. Scripture is abundantly clear that we are called to be hospitable people. In Romans 12, it says, "Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality." 1 Peter 4:9, "Show hospitality to one another without grumbling." And he says in Hebrews here, "For by this some have entertained angels without knowing it." The point is not whether we literally will have angels in our house eating with us. The point is for us to understand the importance and magnitude of our hospitality. I believe this statement is using exactly what he did in Hebrews 11, speaking of something that happened in the past. Abraham and Lot showed hospitality to strangers who ended up being angels. So I think it's simply magnifying the importance of hospitality. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers. In verse 3, he says, "Remember." Who are we supposed to remember? Remember the prisoners. "Do not forget those who are away." In their case, those who have been in prison because of their faith. Hebrews 10:32 says, "Recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured hard struggles with suffering, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one." So remember the prisoners as though in prison with them, having compassion upon those, putting yourself in their shoes, treating them as you would want to be treated, and those who are ill-treated. So caring for all those who are ill-treated and with misfortunate circumstances, why? Since you yourselves also are in the body. We ourselves are members also of the same body, and therefore we need to hurt with those who hurt. We have compassion and grace and mercy on all members of Christ's body in our church, and we are to seek to encourage them and comfort them and walk alongside of them through their hardships. So let the love of the brethren continue. Don't neglect hospitality, and remember those who are struggling and in pain.